This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 22nd. Good morning, I'm Chap Daly. Here's today's headlines. Sites faces uncertainty. VA spending under pressure. No robo-bosses bill passes Senate. And the Senate Farm Bill will omit Prop 12 and pesticide labeling. Here's a programming note. Daybreak West will be on holiday Monday. We'll be back in your inbox on Tuesday, May 26th. California Water Commission is raising concerns that a draft water right decision could complicate the site's reservoir project just as the long-planned storage project approaches key state funding decisions. The state's water board draft decision released last month would grant the project a smaller allocation than the site's project authority had requested. Commission staff warned the final decision could affect the project and said questions remain over what limits the water right may place on future reservoir operations. Commissioner Daniel Curtin pressed staff on whether the decision could reduce sites' availability to store water in the proposed 1.5 million acre foot reservoir. Staff said the reservoir could still technically be filled, but the issue is how much could be diverted from the Sacramento River in any given year. Curtin called that disconcerting. He said that if the water right or other constraints reduce the expected yield, the water districts backing the project could start questioning whether site still offers the return on investment that they had expected. He compared that risk to other storage projects that have dropped out of the state funding program. California lawmakers are pressing the Newsom administration over a proposed $25 million investment in the voluntary agreements known as the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes Program. The Legislative Analyst's Office warns the funding may yet be premature. The money would go to the Department of Water Resources to deliver environmental flows, habitat restoration, science, and monitoring tied to the State Water Board's pending update to the Bay Delta Plan. During a budget subcommittee hearing this week, Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot defended the proposal as a more holistic approach than relying solely on unimpaired flow requirements. He said the program would require participating water agencies to make enforceable commitments for both diversion reductions and the habitat investments, rejecting the idea that the program remains voluntary. But LAO analyst Sonia Pitek said the request does not meet a high bar for new spending and noted the Water Board has not yet adopted the updated plan. She said lawmakers could wait for more information on the 8-year funding commitments without rejecting the broader program. Finance officials acknowledge the state has not yet met its water or habitat requirements and said fulfilling them will likely require hundreds of millions of dollars or more from the state. California senators this week advanced a labor-backed measure aimed at preventing employers from handling too much power to artificial intelligence and workplace discipline. SB 947 by Senator Jerry McNerney of Pleasanton would bar employers from relying solely on automated decision systems to fire, discipline, or deactivate workers while requiring human review and corroborating evidence when those systems are the primary basis for such decisions. The California Federation of Labor Unions is sponsoring the bill, arguing it would prevent employers from outsourcing decisions about workers' livelihoods to machines while still allowing AI tools in the workplace. The measure follows McNerney's SB 7 from last year, which Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed after raising concerns about broad workplace technology restrictions. Agriculture and food groups are lining up in opposition. The list includes the California Farm Bureau, California Association of Wine Grape Growers, Western Growers Association, California League of Food Producers, and California Grocers Association, alongside Cal Chamber, Uber, Lyft, and local government groups. Opponents argue the bill is too broad. It would increase compliance costs and litigation risk and could chill the use of technology designed to improve decision-making. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at agripulse.com under the events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. A forthcoming farm bill proposal from the Senate Ag Committee will not include controversial provisions on pesticide labeling and livestock welfare, according to a panel spokesperson speaking to AgriPulse. Chairman Bozeman brought committee members together on Wednesday to discuss advancing a Farm Bill 2.0, which would tackle key issues not addressed in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. The House passed its version of a farm bill last month. Bozeman, who's focused on advancing the farm bill in a bipartisan manner, outlined a plan to release text in June and hold a markup in the same work period, according to committee spokesperson Sarah LeSure. Given the 60 votes needed, he shared that while he supports proposals to reaffirm EPA's role in pesticide labeling and to fix California's Proposition 12, those measures currently don't have the bipartisan support needed for inclusion, LeSure said. Senators will have a chance to add amendments on the issues when a farm bill is near a full floor vote. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania says he did a final review yesterday of the committee's long-awaited ag labor bill with plans to introduce the bill next month. Thompson told AgriPulse, "I did a walkthrough on the text today. Very exciting. Key target audiences will have an opportunity to get their, quote, last input in on today before a discussion draft is circulated to House members." The bill, which Thompson said was his top priority after the Farm Bill passed the full House, it's based on recommendations from the bipartisan Agricultural Labor Working Group report. He has said the bill will be assigned to the Judiciary Committee. Well, here's today's final word. There is no silver bullet. We need silver buckshot. That's the word of Andrew Schwartz, Climate Action Manager at the Department of Water Resources, on the need for a portfolio approach to water projects at the San Joaquin Valley Water Resilience Summit in Fresno this week. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 22nd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Talley.